You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio now. We have just been privileged to see the first two episodes of the brand new Disney show, Daredevil Born Again. And joining me is someone who's watched it also, Lizzie Jordan, MBE. Lizzie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How much did you enjoy the show?
I haven't been to the cinema since I lost my sight, actually, which was about 8 years ago now, so I'd never experienced the audio description. And if I'm honest, I'd never seen any of the previous film, so it was quite intriguing to understand it all through the audio description, and just a really different experience, really.
How did you find, because you've had experience of, you know, watching shows without audio description when you didn't need it, how valuable did you find audio description compared to, you know, the times when you didn't have it?
Yeah, I thought the audio description was a great balance, actually, because it was descriptive, but it wasn't constantly contradicting other noises in the film, because it was all quite loud and action-packed. So it was quite complimentary of when things were happening. It told you the right amount of detail, but then it let you listen to the characters conversing with each other in between, which was really helpful.
Did you find it allowed you to follow the action in the same way as sighted viewers, where, you know, if there were any surprises or any kind of exciting things, you felt you were at the same level as sighted viewers?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I never kind of knew what it'd be like to have to experience a film through audio description. And I remember someone telling me it's a bit like reading a book when I was sighted, like it leads to more imagination. So it was quite cool when it was like reading out different things that were happening, and you're sort of thinking, oh, I wonder how that would look on the screen, but kind of it paints its own picture in your head for you.
Now, you've said you've never kind of seen the show yourself until now, so what are your thoughts on the character of Daredevil and how it has been developed and its characteristics, especially when it comes to representing sight loss?
Yeah, it was very intriguing. Obviously, it was very descriptive. It would say he's using his white cane and his different movements, and I could kind of understand that myself, so it was great that it was quite inclusive, and yeah, just representing like disabilities in films, I think, is a great way forward.
I thought it was particularly interesting when we had the mayor of New York City saying, you know, I came here to get things done, and this is me getting things done, you know, that kind of fighting attitude. So one question for you: if you wanted things to get done, something to get done for blind and partially sighted people, what would you like to see done more in society?
I think I would like people's perceptions of blind people to change. There's this stigma attached that somebody who's blind is less capable, isn't on the same level as sighted people with what they can achieve. But I actually think blind people can achieve much more than some sighted people, if I'm honest. I'd like perceptions to change, really, of that typical stereotype of someone that's blind that needs help. I kind of feel that sometimes people think we're vulnerable, and I actually feel the total opposite to that.
What was your favourite part of the two episodes that we were privileged to see?
I actually quite liked the fight at the end. I thought it was just really action-packed, and the audio description was really cool.
I think that was the same part for me. It was just so action-packed and kind of gave you the kind of idea that Daredevil is back, you know, he's got that kind of fighting energy. And did you think audio description, because it was quite a fast-paced scene, did you think audio description did it justice and gave you the right level of detail for you to know exactly what's going on?
Yeah, definitely. I remember at one point it was like, and he snapped his arm or something like that, and I thought, that's crazy, yeah, to have on the audio description, but it kind of made sense with all the loud bangs and crashes.
Are you looking forward to watching the rest of the show? And for people that, you know, have never seen Daredevil, what would you say to them to get them to watch it?
I'd say just be open-minded if you want some action-packed content, and also if you're partially sighted with the audio description, it makes it quite thrilling, really, to be carried along through so much happening in such a short time.
Fantastic. Lizzie Jordan, MBE, thank you very much for joining us here at the exclusive Daredevil Born Again screening here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.